You're listening to an outtake of a bonus episode for the Bitcoin Playbook. If you want access to this entire conversation, you can go over to the Fountain app and subscribe there for $5 a month. A subscription will get you access to ad-free episodes, bonus content like this, as well as live calls with other entrepreneurs and business owners. If you'd rather keep going on free mode, just a reminder, you're not losing access to any content, but I want to make sure that I'm creating additional content for those who are paid subscribers. Either way, I hope you enjoy. All right, David, well, appreciate you sharing on the interview earlier. This is a portion for subscribers, paid subscribers to the podcast. We're going to delve into a couple things today. You mentioned in the interview that you benefit from reading. Wanted to pick your brain a little bit on some of the things that have helped to keep you sharp or introduce you to new ideas. And then the other topic you wanted to talk about, and this is going to be a bit of a hostile audience, or at least a skeptical audience, but Bitcoin and DeFi. So I've forewarned you, but I want to see what you have to say here, because it's something that you want to share. And you did provide a lot of great insight when it comes to Bitcoin mining. So let's start off with reading and things that help to keep you sharp and introduce you to new ideas.
Yeah. As far as reading, something that really kind of clicks for me is always not being afraid to be curious on the topics, right? And really just kind of diving into what might be present as well, right? You'd be surprised, right? And I was kind of sharing one book that I'm currently reading, which is called The Harvest, right? So it's by Adam Livingston. You can find it there, but super intriguing book. It was recommended to me by a good friend of mine who's a professor over at UT. His name's John, Professor John Dollery. So, but it's an awesome book, awesome read. But at the end of the day, it's like what keeps me really fresh and it keeps me up to date. Again, right? It's being curious about what's out there, always asking, well, how and why does this work, right? And really looking for applications towards my own theories, right? Everybody has their own perspective on what they kind of think that this market's going to develop into. It really helps just to kind of stay curious and always read towards what might come next.
Yeah. So is this the Adam Livingston that's sharing on X a lot these days? I feel like I've seen an Adam Livingston pop up. Is this the same one? Do you know?
Yeah. I believe so. You'll see the book there. It's called The Great Harvest.
Yeah. The Great Harvest. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I've seen him producing a lot of stuff these days. He can spit out some content. I don't follow him, I don't think, but he's definitely out there in the ether. So the next thing is, DeFi on Bitcoin. So sell us on it.
Oh, man. So, I think really it's I won't really sell you on it, but I'll kind of just inform you of like what's current and what's present, right? And what we've actually stemmed from, in the beginning of 2018-ish, 2019, well, really 2020, we had, DeFi summer. Right. We had the emergence of a lot of these stable coins that kind of came around. And we're also seeing the emergence of legislation towards stable coins specifically. Right. Now, why this is important is because